Well, the crowds are empty now. The stands have been vacated, and this has been the conclusion of another great Masters water ski tournament here at Callaway Gardens in Pine Mountain, Georgia. We're done with the entirety of the tournament, which included the women's and men's jump competition. And with that in mind, let's get the reaction from our women's jumpers first of all. All right, Dr. Lauren Morgan, you've had, you snigger a little bit there. You're still getting used to that, aren't you?
Yeah, I like it though.
Yes, indeed, a lot to like with that title. You jumped out there, things didn't quite go to plan. What were the challenges involved?
The setup at the six is really difficult here, and I finally figured it out on the last one, and then I was just a tad too early, and the wind kind of was challenging that set as well. But I feel like I have some keys to take into next year, and I'm healthy, and so I'm looking forward to it already.
Okay, so you're a doctor. So what comes up next? Work life, ski life, somewhere in between?
A little bit of both. I'm applying for jobs remote, but I'm going over to England for the summer, so I'm looking forward to that. And then hopefully I'll start a new job around August, September, something like that. But I'm going to do some tournaments in the fall, and yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay, so Sasha, 162 feet, conditions out there, challenging to say the least, especially with that big old tailwind when trying to get out wide.
It was a very strong headwind, so, and with a six like that, it was a little bit challenging. A little bit disappointed, but I'm healthy, all good, and have stuff to work on, so yeah.
Well, Brittany Wharton, if someone had asked you that you'll jump 166 feet yesterday to qualify in second spot, and then back up with 165 feet to lead going into our final skier, would you believe them?
I would, yeah. I don't know if anybody else would, but I would, yeah.
All right, so what were the conditions like out there for you? I mean, challenging to a lot of people.
Yeah, it was pretty windy, but honestly, like, it was fine. It was doable. Thankfully, it was straight headwind. It wasn't crazy cross headwind or something like that, but it was fun. Three jumps, solid, like, really happy.
So, Hannah Strahl-Sova, you've done it once again. Masters Women's Jump Champion for another year, but it wasn't easy.
No, it's never easy at Masters, Tony. It's more a mental game, psychological game than anything. Everyone is strong. Everyone is capable of jumping far, but it comes to three jumps here at the Masters with a little more of a headwind that we wanted, with a crowd, with all that, you know, nervousness. It's very important to stay calm, focused, and not distract your attention. And I think I mastered it, so I've managed to do it, and I'm happy to win again.
Okay, so kind of tell us a little bit about what happened out there, because you took your first jump, it wasn't quite enough for the lead. Then you took a second jump, right, and the score wasn't available. And 5 minutes later, you had the opportunity. You were given the opportunity to take a warm-up jump, but you decided against that.
Yeah, so they didn't have a score of my second jump, and I'm not sure if it was enough or not. So they took me back to the dock and they offered me a warm-up jump, but I didn't want to take it. I was still warmed up. I was ready to go. I had two jumps left, so I just went more aggressive and got 171, and it all worked out.
All right, next tournament, night jam, home site, jumping at night. That's got to excite you.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's always like a milestone to go through Masters, to stay in one piece, you know, like to get over it, and then kind of move on to the next tournaments, and I'm very excited about the night jam.
So an exciting and nail-biting finish there in the women's jump competition. Now we turn our attention to the men's jump competition, and first off we're going to get a reaction from Florian Path. All right, so Florian Path, first ever appearance in the men's jump final at the Masters. Summarize your experience in a few words.
It was amazing. I didn't get the kick I wanted, but I had some good cuts. But I'm happy with the result and, yeah, going out with this third place. It's good.
What was the most challenging part about the conditions that you faced out there?
Wind was way stronger than yesterday, so it was kind of harder, but kind of managed anyways, and yeah.
So Louis Duplan Freiburg, come off the water. You put out a reasonably big jump, but had to take a pass on the remaining two. Kind of give us a summation of what your strategy was going in and why that had to happen.
The strategy was like to go big, obviously. First jump, pretty good. The timing was good. I just had to have like more speed during my turn. But I was struggling a lot with the six there. And got it on number jump two. Jump two was going to be huge. And I took a roll in front of the ramp. I felt like my ski sliding, so I passed it. Last one, like the time was not here. I was like missing speed again during my turn. And I was just too early, so I just passed.
You just had a surgically repaired shoulder. How did that feel under the stresses of that boat?
It felt good. Like right now, I'm good. I was like all good. Like I had nothing to blame. Just like a bit more ski and... I'm excited for the race. I'm like frustrated a little bit with this final.
So, Joel Poland, big old champion there in the men's jump competition. 224 feet with one competitor to go. Did you honestly thought that when you were standing on the dock that 224 feet was going to be enough to carry you to a victory lane?
You know, if you had told me that earlier today, like, I would have been like, I'm not too sure about that because, I mean, you know, it's not often that we don't see, you know, Ryan or me or Freddie or someone up around that 230 range. So, yeah, 224, I was definitely holding my breath. But, hey, like when you put a score out like that, it puts pressure on and, you know, there's not too much difference with a 224 and a 230. So he had to go out and try go 230 and didn't quite get the hang of it. And, yeah, worked out for me somehow.
So you're the main representative of the young guns in this jump competition. Florian is right there next to you. Louis Duplan Freiburg is over there. The future looks good for jumping, doesn't it, among you guys?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm like in all age categories right now. Like in jump, I'm a young gun, whereas in trick, I'm old now. So I'm definitely in like a weird place in my career. But yeah. Future's looking bright. Looks like we've got a bunch of young guys coming through, and there's more of them that aren't here at this tournament. And yeah, I'm excited for the future as always.
All right, Ryan Dodd, after the men's jump final, not the result you wanted or the result you were looking for out there. You did jump magnificently. You jumped well in towards the 220 feet, but unfortunately just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I would definitely chalk that up as one of the worst sets in a long time. You know, Joel put out a pretty good jump, but like conditions are really nice and I felt like I had a little rhythm and momentum from yesterday. So, you know, I've always, you know, I've kind of, honestly, I had like course record in my head and that's like what I want. And then I think I got pretty ambitious and I tried to make some big changes down at the six to like set myself up wider with more speed to have like bigger potential, and it totally backfired and I kind of messed that up. Then I felt lost gliding and I was like back to just trying to honestly get over the ramp and get my legs. So I, you know, I tried to do my best to go for it and do my very best, and I came up way short. So
would you say that your ambition kind of made you lose sight a little bit from the keys that you normally go out there and pile out every single jump when you're at your best?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I always have the same keys. I mean, I'm really just trying to adapt and make them work, and I get some sort of feeling in my head, and I try to go for it. And I do feel proud when I do try to commit, and at least that's what I had in my head today. So I think if anything, it's like if I can get, you know, get some more consecutive weeks of jumping. I've been jumping really far, the sets that I have. Just I wouldn't say that the volume of big jumps or any jumps that I've had, say, 5-10 years ago when I would, you know, 230 every time, 240 in record tournaments. But I'm really excited about my jumping, and I've felt this spring that, you know, as much or more potential than ever. And it honestly gets a little confusing when I get to a tournament and I'm trying to win and conditions are variable. And, you know, I got stumped out there, and I got, you know, happy for Joel taking a win, but I am trying to evolve jumping still, and and that's my priority. And you know, I hope I showed some kids to go for it and do your best. So.
What's your next tournament?
What is it? It might be maybe the Canadian Nationals, California Pro-Am, most likely. There's a new pro event in Canada, I heard.
Saskatoon.
Yeah, I'll probably hit that and think in the Mastercraft Pro. And if someone will build me a boat, I want a ski fly. So.
And that brings to a conclusion all of the post-event reaction audio from each of the skiers, thanking each one of them for their participation in these podcasts during the course of these Masters. The next TWBC webcast is going to take place over at Lake 38, just outside Tallahassee in Florida. And for more details about the schedule for TWBC, you can go to waterskibroadcasting.com. Or follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media properties. But for now, this is Tony Lightfoot, and I'll say one last time, ciao for now.